This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of none other than Washington, D.C. For those that listen to us on a 24/7 basis, I do want you to understand that we've been on the East Coast all the way from Pennsylvania. We went from Pennsylvania over to Maryland, to Delaware. We've been in Virginia. I mean, we've done that. We've got the hat and the T-shirt, friends, but we have been busy doing colleges, schools. We've been doing churches, house meetings, radio interviews and the such, doing what we are mandated to do by our Lord, which is in heaven. So in saying that, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. We're turning talk radio into do radio, and we've been doing over the last 20 years, and it's amazing what the Lord will bestow upon one that has yielded to Him for His glory. Amen. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, we're set up with STACK, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, you can call in at any time over the next hour. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, when driving from Virginia through North Carolina up to this particular area in which we're at now in Washington, D.C., we went into a little store and we got some goodies. And in the process, I had a look at the front page of the papers because, of course, there's global intimidation taking place across, again, this globe, because people need to understand that the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. And for those that understand what terrorism is all aimed at and what it's all about, I can say it none better than Ayn Hirsi Ali when she said, "Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can." Let me say that again. She said, "Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means that it can." So what we're seeing in Belgium, Brussels, friends, is none other than some more terror attacks. And it's interesting to note, friends, the timing of these terror attacks. Look at how they're spaced out to keep people in any perpetual state of fear. I want you to understand that this is what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. But I want to go back to 1957. And I want you to listen to what General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. He said, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's been the American government. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always has there been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind them." That was said by none other than General Douglas MacArthur back in 1957, friends. So you need to understand that this is nothing new under the sun. And also keep in mind the definition of tyranny or terrorism, I'm sorry, is Oxford Dictionary, which defines it best, intimidation by governments. It's interesting to note that if you take a look at none other than Henry Kissinger, just pay attention to this pedophile because he likes to blurt out the truth in his confusion because he's the one that said that anybody that resists the New World Order, they are the terrorists. And we can see since September 11th, it's been the American people that have been under attack by the American government, all the more so now under Barack Hussein Obama. But also keep in mind that it was George Bush Sr. that called for a New World Order over 202 times. But also keep in mind, while he made that statement over 202 times from the presidential pulpit, friends, he also said, out of chaos, can we create a New World Order? Out of chaos, can we create a New World Order? So the question is, friends, who's creating the chaos? Again, here we are. We've seen Belgium's Brussels under attack again, and it's interesting, folks, how these individuals they advocate, namely those in government, are actually advocating the religion of Islam and the Muslims to infiltrate, to plunder their countries. And before you know it, folks, there's another terrorist attack. But keep in mind, friends, it's actually the government that is actually using the religion of Islam to gain leverage against its own people and their prospective country. So again, you need to understand who's behind all of this. Remember what James Madison said, and who would know better than our forefathers who actually threw off tyranny back during the Revolutionary War? Nobody would know better than our forefathers. But remember, James Madison said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I did not say that. It was James Madison, the father of our Constitution, again, who said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Why is it that the prospective governments globally, friends, are leveraging the Muslims against their nations? And then when people stand up and rise up against it and say, no, we will not have them people in our country, it's interesting that the government begins to attack their own people in their prospective countries, calling it hate, only to, as you can see, what they do through totalitarian methods is they attack the law to tear it down, to plunder the nation. And that's exactly what we're seeing on a global scale at this particular time, friends. Again, I'm talking about what's going on in Belgium's Brussels. But in America, friends, there was a headline that stated in Richmond, Virginia, it said, we are at war. Big, huge headlines. Another one was, I believe it was the USA Today. I could be corrected on that, but it was another headline. The world rocked by another terror attack. But, folks, who's behind the terror attacks? Why is it that the governments are standing back asking you to relinquish more of your rights to give government more control over, again, the prospective countries in which have been attacked? We have seen that in the United States since September 11th. Bureaucracy after bureaucracy after bureaucracy has been created, only to what? Further attack the American people. We've seen this administration, folks, attack governors that are actually enforcing the laws concerning their prospective states on the southern border and on the northern borders, friends. We've seen this individual in the White House entertain America's sworn enemies and give them permission to do what they will at will, and folks, even against the will of the American people by transgressing the Constitution of the United States, along with the likes of Paul Ryan, to actually create an omnibus bill where they lay more than $2 trillion of new taxes on the American people, only to give way to 300,000 illegal Muslims to come into this country. Why is that happening?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Next 45 minutes, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can check out some of the headlines right now. We're talking about the global war on terror and how it's being used to bring in a global government of terror. And if you look up the dictionary, Oxford's dictionary, the original definition for terrorism was intimidation by government, friends. Because you can see that these attacks always work for government. And I'm going to get into more details in just a couple moments here. But if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, how to survive a terrorist attack. And folks, you do need to understand what's happening here. This is perfect judgment. Read Leviticus 26 when you get a moment. Read the whole of it. Because there's a positive, then there's a negative through judgment, and then there's a positive. So the Lord keeps it on a positive note to those that have ears to hear and those that have eyes to see. But folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, these stats on the Islamic takeover of Belgium may surprise you. Folks, if you're waiting for the revolution to happen, you need to understand it's taken place a long time ago in this country, subtly. If you're waiting for a sudden lead to happen, it's not going to happen that way. They are attempting to overtake your country, folks, incrementally. That means a slow takeover. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, super soft on Islamic terror. Obama says, as if he's going to set the narrative here, Obama says that ISIS is not an essential threat to us. I mean, folks, this is just like so far out there. Folks, he's saying that ISIS is not a threat to America. Isn't it interesting how the White House at any time can tell you when ISIS is going to hit and when they're not going to hit, or the created terrorists are going to hit at any time, friends? Because keep in mind, and rest assured, and don't doubt what I'm telling you, they are created from A to Z. It's government by intimidation as to what's going on in your country today, America. I mean, isn't it interesting? We just heard from the White House some time ago where they were talking about gun control. And they said that if the American people basically give the government more control over their guns, you know, there's going to be no more threats by ISIS or any terrorist attack on American soil. How do they know that, friends? How do they know that? And let me ask you something furthermore, friends. Who's been attacking you since September 11th? I mean, what I was talking about previous to the, during the last segment, previous to this segment, it's interesting to note, Fricks, that it's the DHS that has actually come up with the identification and definition of what a terrorist is. And guess what, America? You just happen to be the terrorists. And I didn't tell you that. The DHS wrote that. That's why they're making way for your enemies within America. And again, that's perfect judgment. Folks, we're talking about the global war on terror and how it's being used to bring in a global government of terror. I love when the fact that people just say, oh, Bradley, this is just so far out there. Really? You look at Hillary Clinton, you look at Barack Hussein Obama. Both their aides just happen to be radical Muslims, friends. And I'm going to get to more detail in just a couple of moments here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, more faked Muslim hate. Video proves Muslima was lying, forces her to drop her lawsuit against the police in Dearborn. Friends, you are the ones that are under attack. I want you to understand that. I remember what Joseph Mengele said. He was a Nazi criminal under Adolf Hitler. And it was interesting to know, friends, that they said of Adolf Hitler that if you were to take the time to pull the curtain back on Adolf Hitler, there was nothing behind him to support his cause. Everything he did was perpetuated and predicated on a lie, premised on a lie. That is all. Nothing more, nothing less. Joseph Mengele is the one that said, under Adolf Hitler, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe that we're doing it to you. And that reminds me of Jeremiah chapter 11, where he said there's a conspiracy among the people, but because they didn't want to hear it, then he said they're going to go on in their own deceivableness. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. Joseph Mengele, under Adolf Hitler, said the more that we do to you, under Adolf Hitler's regime, the less that you believe that it's us doing it to you. That's what he said. And guess who was behind all the created terror? We know from history that Adolf Hitler was the one that was sending forth the brown shirts to create the chaos so they could establish a new order. Guess whose order, friends? His. And just to show you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, why don't we go back over to George Bush Sr. and go to his dad. Who was his daddy? Prescott Bush, who was indicted doing what? Illegally financing Hitler's war back in the 20s and in the 30s. Go online. You can see for yourself. Now, going back to this point, friends, it's interesting how sometime back I made a post, I believe it was Joseph Mengele, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. And this guy said 50 years ago, he said everybody was calling this stuff conspiracy theory. He said, I find that it was not theory. In fact, it's now a reality, he said. He said, I find now that it's a reality, friends. This was just a short time back. And I'm humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. Friends, it's not just America that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the people and the governments and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. Folks, again, just think with me here. We see these officials act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks take place. And the attacks in many cases are legit. But who's behind them? Concerning these officials or these representatives globally, friends, they seem to conglomerate on Q and ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. I want you to hear what I just said. They conglomerate. They come together on Q, and they ally themselves to condemn the acts of terror, but they don't condemn the actors. Why is that? In the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm the people for the global good, they say. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people they're supposed to represent. Now, go back to the pedophile himself, none other than Henry Kissinger. What did he say? He said, those that resist the New World Order, he labeled them as the terrorists. Now, concerning the current Obama administration, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to upend government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. By the way, friends, don't ask me. Just ask the Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, when she said of Joseph Stalin, he who was responsible for killing off millions of his own people that would not fall or submit themselves to his unlawful tyrannical reign, she said, Condoleezza Rice did, under George W. Bush, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. She said that terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Listen carefully. Condoleezza Rice, under George W. Bush, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many different ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag, if you remember rightly, friends. To start what? A world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself had created. Who created the enemies? Hitler did. He attacks his own Reichstag. He stirs up his own people to attack the people that he looked at as his enemies. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were the ones that were under attack, and all the while it was Hitler that was the one that was doing the attacking. Friends, it's the same method. It's the same devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the fact of the matter is, you have to let him in the door before he can do that. But you need to understand his methods in the process so you don't open up the door. Why is it that every time we're under attack, or our people globally are under attack, why is it again, America, that the governments are asking the people to give up their rights? And again, while overlooking the act of those that committed the crime of terrorism. Who does it work for? That's all you have to do is stop and think. 80 million Germans refused to believe that Hitler was guilty of the crimes that he committed until 12 million innocent people were completely slaughtered. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, friends. About 20 minutes away from me is the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., which we're going to try to do our best to make the most of and actually go there so I can show my kids what happens to a people that actually submit to a tyrant by the name of Adolf Hitler. We're going to take a quick break right after. Folks, we're going to come right back to this. So, global war on terror and how it's being used to empower a government to establish a new world order. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 30 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Washington, D.C., talking about the global war on terror and how it's being used to bring in a global government of terror. Folks, people need to understand the things that are taking place are just simply the fruit of the judgments of a just and a holy God. These types of leaders that I'm condemning right now are permitted to flourish because the people at large love not the truth, and therefore perish because of their adherence to deception and unrighteousness. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. I was just highlighting the fact that Condoleezza Rice, friends, under George W. Bush, she said of Joseph Stalin that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Then I highlighted the fact that Adolf Hitler used the same methodology. Any dictator uses the same methodology. And again, let me lay to your candor, friends, why is it that the DHS, a created bureaucracy, after the September 11, 2001 attacks, why have they labeled Americans as the terrorists? And yet, when you look at Islam, you look at the Muslims who we have been inundated with over the last 14 and 15 years as being the problem, and we've just seen this again in Belgium's Brussels just the other day, friends, how come they're not actually condemning the actors? Because they're using this system to implement global control through the use of terrorism. I mean, the writing's on the wall. Again, this is what dictators do. You know, and as I said, friends, Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of what? Problem solver. as he kept asking the people of Germany to relinquish their rights and to give him more power so he could solve the problem. This is what we have to wake up to, friends. Again, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, he's the guy that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Again, this is James Madison, known as the father of your Constitution. Hey, folks, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, it is simple as pie for people to see this if you're paying attention as to who's responsible for what's going on. This is history repeating itself unto a people that don't know the difference because they haven't taken the time to study the past. Folks, we have a new devil, dictator wannabe, who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan, and that plan has failed again and again, Isaiah 14, and why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again, Psalm 37, verse 28. Because our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned no matter how wise men think that they really are. Read Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And the history of mankind that spits against heaven is always this. You're surely going to fall on your own back. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, again, friends, back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Well, why is that a thing that's so far out there to bring that to the present? Because we're seeing all these prophetic warnings in the present. Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex, friends. He warned us, along with John F. Kennedy, of the things that are taking place in the United States of America today. Truth is stranger than fiction to some, but I want to tell you something, the history of mankind. Facts are stubborn things, and what I'm telling you, I know to be true. And by the way, what's interesting about what I'm sharing with you is simply the history of dictators meets the present and the use and the fruit of these men that are asking you to relinquish your rights for the good of the people. I want to read this one more time. This is General Douglas MacArthur. When he said of the United States government back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency, which, by the way, friends, is the plea of every tyrant. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind them. Is that what's happening today? Why, of course it is. It's exactly what's happening today. So what is so defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, if he does at all, that there are some that actually believe what he is saying. You know, interestingly enough, I even looked at some of the comments concerning the articles that we posted today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com by our contributors on a nationwide basis. Friends, people don't believe that Barack Hussein Obama knows exactly what he's doing. You have got to be kidding me. When I was out at the RNC in Tampa, Florida, some time back, I was trying to get these conservatives to understand that Barack isn't losing. Barack is winning. And if you think for one moment Barack Hussein Obama doesn't know exactly what he's doing, then you will understand, then and only then will you understand as to why the world now laughs at you, America. Because your foreign enemies don't respect you any longer because of what you allow your government to do to yourselves and to prospective nations that they assault. This took place just yesterday or the day before with Barack Hussein Obama, with your sworn enemies in Cuba. Folks, do you realize that your enemies that are allied with Barack Hussein Obama look at Barack Hussein Obama as an effeminate pansy that you've allowed to represent your country for the last 8 years? They don't respect Barack Hussein Obama. They're laughing at Barack Hussein Obama as they're laughing at the American people. And it's amazing to me that the American people can see that this administration is allied with your sworn America, your sworn enemies, America, across the globe, and Americans still have not figured out that he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing, friends. Americans fail to recollect that it is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan, as he attacks governors that refuse to bring in illegal immigrants into their states. This administration has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He defends Muslims in America with known terrorist ties like CARE and the such. He's given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion, and America, you still haven't figured it out? He's appointed the Homeland Security advisors, again with known terrorist ties, as well as releasing how many high-risk detainees from Guantanamo Bay? And folks, don't forget about the appointment of representatives, namely Andre Carson, to the House of Intelligence Committee, who's a sworn Muslim. After the terror attacks in France, which just happens to be right across the border from Belgium's Brussels, France, where 17 people were slaughtered in the streets, do keep in mind those prospective nations first disarmed their people before this could take place. We see Barry fighting to stop anti-jihad globally through the state-controlled narrative. Did you hear what I said? He's not attacking the jihadists, friends. He's attacking the nations that refuse to take them in. And by the way, this is the tip of the iceberg with this administration. And don't forget about Barry Santoro in Europe before he became the president of the United States of America, when he was over in Europe calling for a new world order. As he stated, you can hear this online, there is no other way, just like the preceding president named George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush. But it's just a theory, Bradley, really? How's that theory working out for you, America? Or why don't you consider his speech in Brussels where he said the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Listen carefully. The international order that we have worked for generations to build. I have a question for you, America. How did and how was the United Nations birthed? It was birthed through war. Because World War I through the League of Nations failed under none other than the president, love him or hate him, Woodrow Wilson. It was actually created out of World War II. Where if you remember right, if you know anything of history, it's interesting how we always seen the prime minister, Winston Churchill, hanging out with none other than Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, along with Stalin. And what were they trying to establish? Oh, they were trying to establish Allied forces to snuff out Adolf Hitler. Really? As if to say one of these countries outside of England couldn't have did it on their own? And now what do we see in America today? What do we see on a global scale today? Governments attempting to give more power to the UN to control what? To establish a global order. And by the way, yes, this is scripture, but the Lord did tell us to keep his commandments, church. And if we kept his commandments, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. And no, I'm not here magnifying the crime. I'm magnifying the ignorance of the American people that tolerate the crime, that profess that they love God so much that they disobey him at every given turn. What's happening in your country, friends, and what's happening globally, America are in droves, and in other countries waking up in droves as to who's responsible for what's going on here. I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side of this break, I'm going to actually bring forth some more information concerning what we're talking about right now. Remember what Joseph Mengele said, the more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. And we're talking about the global war on terror and how it's being used to bring in a global government of terror. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Washington, D.C. Friends, I'm just going back and forth here. We're talking about terrorism. Terrorism defined through the Oxford Dictionary was intimidation by government. And it's exactly what's happening today, friends, because this works for global governments. And as I said earlier during the first segment, isn't it interesting how the White House can call basically when the attacks are going to happen and when they're not going to happen? And for those that did not know concerning what's going on in France and in Germany, do keep in mind that they're taking orders from the White House, America. You just need to open your ears up as to what's going on. I'm on Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. Somali Muslim infiltrators angry that a small town in Colorado, namely Christians, won't sell land so they can build a mosque. Boy, they're busy, aren't they? Busy doing what? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, seven strange questions about the Brussels terror attacks. Check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, another columnist and contributor brought forth, it's time to de-Islamicize the American way of life. I shared earlier how more fake Muslim hate crimes are coming forth on the heels of the radical homosexuals. It's exactly what's happening. And then I also brought forth that super soft on Islamic terror. Obama says that ISIS is not an existential threat to the American people. Then we also have another article. Folks, this is just today. These stats on the Islamic takeover of Belgium may surprise you. The Islamic takeover of America, what do? They come in to plunder. You know, I find it rather fascinating that with these people, they talk about the heaven that they're going to go to after they kill and murder innocent people because Allah said so? Isn't it interesting that they're always the subordinates that do the killing? Well, what about the leaders? I mean, if they're so excited about actually going to meet Allah and they can't wait to meet their 72 virgins and they get to live in ecstasy for the rest of their life, how come they don't commit the act? How come they're not the ones that are responsible for it? Because they are the ones that are using people. We could call them useful idiots as well, that are willing to sacrifice themselves to kill innocent people. And they have the audacity to say that they're going to go to heaven for killing innocent people. Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, surviving a terror attack. I brought that up during the first segment. Again, this is just the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama calls GOP approach to Muslim terrorists un-American. America, who's attacking you? Who's attacking you? Hey, furthermore, let's just go over to Donald Trump again. Love him or hate him, friends. Isn't it interesting how he's just simply trying to wake up the American people about talking about building up a wall to keep illegals out? Isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media is attacking him left and right for using a little common sense concerning what's happening on a global scale? America, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Europe just got hit, many more involved, some still on the loose. Boy, that's amazing how that works, isn't it? They just seem to never catch him, do they? And if they do, it's interesting how quick they do catch him. And then when you actually try to pull the curtain back on that, you find out that oftentimes these people have been busted over and over and over and over and over again. If they haven't been killed by the American military over and over and over again, are you paying attention, America? Now, let me go back over to this because we're talking about what happens through terror. And again, understanding the definition of the word terror, Oxford Dictionary, intimidation by government. The global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. That is what's happening, friends. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hey, folks, who sent in the IRS to attack anybody that didn't agree with Barack Hussein Obama? Huh? Who's killing those innocent babies to the number of 4,000 a day? Who's sending in communist organizations to attack Christians and Muslim organizations to attack Christians? Who's the one that said that they were going to fundamentally transform America? Was that a foreign enemy, or was that your government's? On September 11th, 1991, George Bush Sr. called for a new world order. Mr. Bush went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror. Really? The whole purpose of government is to actually enforce the law against crime and invasion. Folks, if you take a look as to what's going on in your country right now, friends, you can see that your government's not doing their job, but they're doing a good job of attacking anybody that disagrees with this administration, aren't they? They sure are. Mr. Bush went on to say, out of these troubled times, a new world can emerge, in a new era, free from the threat of terror. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and he threatens, we will be. After September 11th, 2001, U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said, there's a chance for the president, that's George W. Bush, of the United States of America, to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, and has not been used since. And that is a new world order, said Gary Kent. They're saying it, America. And that's what's interesting about what's going on. It's not like you don't know what's happening. 9 days later, it was President Bush who would declare, every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Listen carefully. Listen to the threat. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. And then the American government's used to attack a nation that has never done us any harm. Weapons of mass destruction. How come we never found them, friends? Because they were never there. But America, you swallowed, you drank the Kool-Aid, and you allowed your government to send your boys and your girls to go do the killing for them. Come on, let's call it for what it is. 9 days later, again, it was President Bush who declared every nation and every region now has a decision to make. Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. And again, keep in mind what Henry Kissinger said when he said those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. You can see all of this on video. You can see it straight from their mouths, friends. And also concerning the Bushes, keep in mind that, again, the father of George H.W. Bush, Sr., was Prescott Bush, who was indicted under the Trading with the Enemies Act. Prescott was a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of, guess who, friends, Nazi Germany. The rise of Adolf Hitler, who was attempting to establish a, guess what, friends, a new world order. So let me bring forth the correlation between Adolf Hitler and the present administration that are attempting to advance the same end with the same methodologies. Adolf Hitler stated, "The only religion I respect is Islam." Did you hear what he said? "The only religion I respect is Islam," said none other than Adolf Hitler. Now, why would he say something like that? He said, "The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad." Now, go back again, friends, and keep in mind what Ayn Hirsi Ali said. Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. There's nothing new under the sun. Hussein Obama stated, "The future must not belong to those who would slander the prophet of Islam." Wow! Here, let me take it to British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, on recording stating, "The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive the TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. The country behind this is, guess who, friends, the United States of America." Now, that's directly from former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who was mysteriously killed on a hike. But again, what's the problem, America? Again, the things that are taking place are simply the fruit of judgment of a just and a holy God. These types of leaders are permitted to flourish because people at large love not the truth and therefore perish because of their adherence to deception and unrighteousness. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. And I'd like to finish it with Leviticus 26:14 through 18. He said, the Lord did, "If you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, saith the Lord, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror." The Lord said this. "I will appoint over you terror, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not for all of this listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins." Leviticus 26:14 through 18. America, I love you. By what we do, 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. Don't play the fool to ill-designing and wicked men. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.